This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is January 26th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button, as it not only helps the show grow, but if you leave your best NFL take with a 5-star review, I'll make sure to read it on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Today, I want to talk about what I think is personally one of the more interesting decisions a team has to make this offseason at quarterback. And a lot of teams have interesting decisions to make. Baltimore Ravens, Washington, Carolina, New Orleans. But I think one of the more interesting decisions is what the New York Giants are going to do with Daniel Jones. Now, I'll say this. The fact that it's even a decision is a credit to Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll and what they did this year. They were better than people expected. Daniel Jones was better than people expected. I think Daboll did an excellent job getting the most out of Daniel Jones, considering the talent that he had on offense, but also considering what Daniel Jones has been. I mean, let's be honest. They did not pick up his fifth-year option for a reason. Daniel Jones has been bad the first 4 years. The first 3 years, of his career. Now, in his defense, he had probably the worst supporting cast any quarterback could ask for. A trash general manager in David Gettleman and a really bad head coach in Joe Judge. When you're a quarterback, you can only really be successful as your GM and your head coach. It's almost impossible, no matter how great of a quarterback you are, to be successful when you have a bad head coach and a bad general manager. On the flip side, if you're in a good coaching staff and a good front office, it can make your career. It can take, you know, a great quarterback and make him an all-timer. It can take an outstanding quarterback and make him a Super Bowl championship. Or in the case of Daniel Jones, it can take an average to below average quarterback and make them into an above average quarterback or a quarterback that's winning games in the playoffs. So what I'll say about Daniel Jones is this before we get too much into the decision of what they should do and how I would handle it. Daniel Jones has some good qualities. He is absolutely a threat to run. I don't really think he's a quarterback where teams are game planning like intently to stop him, or intensely, I guess I should say. But he can certainly make plays with his legs. Fifth in the NFL this year in rushing yards. And I do think he has a nice arm. I think he throws a nice ball. I think he has a strong arm. I think when he has a clean pocket, he can be a quality quarterback. But outside of that, I don't think he has great intangibles. He was better this year with turnovers, but overall, he's been a disaster with turning the ball over his first 3 years. So we'll see if he can keep that going into next year. So Daniel Jones, nice player. Nice player. And I think he had a nice year for the Giants. The question the Giants have to ask themselves are, do they want to pay elite money for a nice quarterback? Because here's the tricky part of this. Could Daniel Jones improve next year? He could, for sure. Second year under Brian Daboll's offense, add more talent to that offense, see what he can turn into. The issue is they have to make a decision this offseason on how much they want to pay him. And with how things stand, it's probably going to cost around $35 million a year to bring Daniel Jones back. Now, there's a chance that other teams do the correct thing and don't value him that highly. But if you're the Giants, the tough thing is, how do you tell Daniel Jones to go out, see what he can get paid, and then to come back with the best offer and see if you're willing to beat that? I mean, that doesn't exactly instill a ton of confidence in him being your guy. So from the Giants' perspective, I understand that Daniel Jones had a quality year. they have to be so incredibly sure that he is worth $35 million a year to give him that money. You basically have to compete for a Super Bowl next year if you're paying him that type of money. It's pointless to pay a quarterback that type of money unless you are competing for a Super Bowl and unless you feel he is the absolute guy. Let's use the Philadelphia Eagles, for example. A big discussion all year and really still going on is Jalen Hurts the answer there at quarterback in the way that he is making the team go, or is the team around him, the coaching staff, general manager, is it such a great situation that a lot of quarterbacks could succeed there? The reality is the answer to that question kind of doesn't matter because Jalen Hurts is one win away from going to the Super Bowl. So ultimately, they are going to pay Jalen Hurts because they know for a fact with him at quarterback, they can compete for a Super Bowl. The Giants do not know for a fact that with Daniel Jones at Super Bowl, they can compete for a Super Bowl. With Daniel Jones at quarterback, they can compete for a Super Bowl. They also don't know if they'll be able to add more talent around him. They don't know if they add all that talent, how he'll play. They don't know with another year of everybody seeing Dable's offense, seeing Daniel Jones in that offense, how he'll react to that. The Eagles were in a situation last year at the end of 2021 where they didn't have to make a decision on Jalen. And let's be honest, they tried to move on from Jalen to an extent. They looked into Russell Wilson. They looked into Deshaun Watson, right? They studied the quarterbacks in the draft. So had Jalen Hurts been in the situation Daniel Jones is, there is no way they would have given him $35 million a year. Literally no way. And to Hurts' credit, he improved, and now he's going to make more than $35 million a year from the Eagles because he's probably going to be in the Super Bowl, and at the very least, he's in the conference championship. So if you're the Giants, you have to say to yourself, next year with Daniel Jones, are we going to be competing for a Super Bowl? I know they won a playoff game this year, but I think realistically, they have to look at it and say, no, that is probably not what we're going to be. And the key to being a great front office is giving the correct evaluation of yourself. Look at what the New Orleans Saints did. They thought to themselves, okay, we'll be competitive. They traded away their first round pick to the Eagles, and now they lost the number 10 overall pick in this draft and didn't make the playoffs. There's probably a better chance the Giants don't make the playoffs next year than make it when you consider how bad that roster is, how they're going to be in the second year of the system. Teams have already seen them now for a full year. It's going to be tougher next year than it is this year to be good. So if you're the Giants, you're not going to be competing for a Super Bowl next year, right? So the other part of this is how much cap space do you want to allocate to Daniel Jones? They're currently, according to Over the Cap, third in the NFL projected for $44 million. Assuming they cut Kenny Golladay, which they almost definitely will, that gets them to around $50 million. It's a lot of money. If you give Daniel Jones a three-year deal or whatever, you can try to stretch it out so the cap hit is low. But what you're doing then is essentially committing yourself to Daniel Jones for more years. So let's say they'll use the franchise tag, or they give him 2 years, you know, $30 million, or you know, there's some type of compromise there where he gets more guaranteed money. You're talking about taking a really large portion of that $50 million and committing it to Daniel Jones. So now all that money you have to add talent, and they need talent. They need a better offensive line. They need probably, no lie, maybe two, if not three, receivers that are better than what they currently have. Saquon, who knows what he'll get paid, but he is a free agent as well, so he's going to cost more money than he's probably worth. The defense needs talent. Like, they have a lot of positions that they have to fill. So do you want to commit, you know, 50%, 60% of your cap space to Daniel Jones? I don't think you do. So then the question is, and really this comes down to Brian Daboll. If the reason Daniel Jones was so good this year is because of Brian Daboll, why can't he do that with another quarterback? Daniel Jones has nice qualities. He doesn't have any elite quality. He's not a quarterback that has, you know, the speed of Lamar Jackson, or you know, or Lamar Jackson's arm, or he doesn't move like Josh Allen. He doesn't have Josh Allen's arm. He has nice physical features. He does not have elite physical features. You can find a quarterback that can do what Daniel Jones can do in the draft. Point blank period. You can find it in the draft. Because as I started this pod off by saying, if you are a quarterback that has a good head coach and a good general manager, you will be a better quarterback than you are, right? If you're in a situation with a bad one, then you're going to struggle. So unless Daniel Jones is bringing qualities that you can't find anywhere else, like elite qualities you have to pay for, if you're the Giants, why not just draft a quarterback? If I looked at a mock draft from Daniel Jeremiah of NFL.com. Giants currently picked 25th overall. He had Bryce Young at number 2, Will Levis at number 4, CJ Stroud at number 9, and then Anthony Richardson of Florida at number 22. So the Giants realistically probably can't get into the top 10. You're probably not going to get a shot at Bryce Young, Will Levis, or CJ Stroud. Anthony Richardson from Florida, if he's there, now that's a quarterback that if you put around Brian Daboll, he could truly develop into something special. Elite physical qualities, right? Definitely a bit more raw, than those other quarterbacks, and probably more raw than Daniel Jones, obviously, since Jones has played in the NFL for 4 years. But if you take Anthony Richardson and you pay him $4 million a year next year, right? Maybe you take a slight step back as a team. I'm not even sure you definitely do, but let's say you take a slight step back as a team. You now have your quarterback, your guy that you're going to try to win with on his rookie deal. In the NFL, it is crucial to have your quarterback on a rookie deal. And if he's not on the rookie deal, you better be competing for Super Bowls. The Eagles are going to pay Jalen Hurts because they will be competing for Super Bowl. Not only this year, they'll be competing for one next year with him. The Giants are going to give big money, right? $35 million. I know the cap's going to increase, all these things, whatever. A huge portion of their salary cap to a quarterback that they're not sure can win games for them. If you look this year, right? They ended up playing 19 games. He had a great game against the playoffs in Minnesota. Worst secondary in the league. They went and played a quality secondary, and it was a disaster. This year, if you look at the games he won, beat Carolina, maybe threw them to the win there, maybe threw them to a critical win against Washington. But even in that game, they had 20 points, and he threw zero touchdowns. Yes, he had great games against Houston and Indy. And the playoff game, it was impressive. But ultimately, Daniel Jones didn't show enough for you where you are sure he is the guy. You have to be 150% sure to give this guy $35 million a year. And if you believe he'll improve because of Daboll, because of the GM, because you believe in the front office, then go do that with a quarterback that has better physical traits and is going to cost like $4 million. If you believe Daboll can turn Daniel Jones into a $35 million quarterback, then go get somebody and get that level of play for $4 million. That's what I don't get. If the whole belief is, well, Daboll's so good, look what he did with Jones, let him go do it with somebody that's going to be cheaper. Giving a franchise quarterback deal to Daniel Jones, and that's what it is. I don't care about the cap increasing. They are giving Daniel Jones a large portion of their cap. They're giving him $35 million a year, and they're not sure about him. That's a disaster. Look what the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, it was, well, we're going to keep him, and he's been better than Daniel Jones. Well, you don't want to lose a quarterback. It's hard to replace him, blah, blah, blah. Kyler Murray has accomplished nothing in terms of winning in Arizona, right? And again, better than Daniel Jones. Now he's hurt, and now they're completely screwed. So if you're the Giants, giving Daniel Jones this money could literally set your franchise back 2 to 3 years. By the time, if he doesn't come out next year and he's take a massive step forward and you don't find ways to make huge improvements to the roster, again, the Eagles were able to add talent around Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts was making $1 million this year. If they find their quarterback in the first round or if they find him in the second round, if you find a system quarterback that can move like Daniel Jones and has a average type arm like Daniel Jones does, then you can win with him next year as long as he makes smart decisions. And that quarterback will be a rookie, which will make it tougher. But if Daboll's as good a coach as he says, as everyone thinks, and the GM's as good at evaluating as everyone says, you should be able to find Daniel Jones in the draft. And if there's ever a time to do it, if there's ever a time for them to do it, now is the time because Daboll and this front office have all the leniency in the world from the fans. They have all the leniency in the world from the owners. If they go and say, look, you shouldn't pay this guy money, I can give you that production with this quarterback that's going to be cheaper, then do it. Now is the time. Don't hitch your wagon to Daniel Jones. Go and get your rookie quarterback. Point blank, period. Giving him this money would be a huge mistake. They shouldn't do it. They should find their quarterback in the draft. They have a good foundation there. Make that foundation rock solid. Get the franchise guy and draft him. Don't sign Daniel Jones. It's going to be a mistake. It's not going to be worth the money, and it's not the best path to go down if you're the New York Giants. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button, and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.